each one is a lever. And then you see a door with a X on it. What do you do?
Wow. What were the objects with doors behind them?
No. The little pine tree, a dandelion, and a dragon fruit. And then there's a to the side of them is a level that when you pull down, something will happen. And you see a door with an X on it.
I want to go check out that lever.
There's one by each door.
One by each object on the table.
Yeah. I'm thinking dandelion lever because it's got good kind of alliterative cadence.
Dandelion lever. Okay.
I pull the dandelion.
Who are you?
I'm Master Yi. I'm an 82-year-old monk. I'm a master of punch fu in the drunken arts.
You pull the dandelion lever. You pull it out of the door. The door opens and a glowing orb comes, flies around the room. Suddenly it stops. It falls on the ground. The floor goes on fire and you all die.
We all die.
We spawn.
We respawn.
So that was not the right level.
No.
That orb, man.
It fell to the ground, and then the ground started on fire.
So when we respawn, is it back in time to where we started, or is that door open with the room on fire? What is it like when we respawn?
Everything went back to normal.
Okay. I'm gonna say the dandelion.
Not a good choice.
Pick the next one.
Okay.
Maybe Sissy should pick.
Yeah, which one? Are you just listening?
A pine tree, a dandelion, or a dragon fruit?
No, the dandelion's out.
Oh yeah, we should do that.
Dragon fruit. Okay.
Okay, you pull the lever of the dragon fruit.
Pull it, Sissy. Pull the lever.
Are you saying dragon fruit or flute?
Flute. Out of the door comes black smoke. It fills your lungs and you die.
Respawn.
Everything went back to normal.
All right. Well, by process of elimination, I'm gonna go home.
Pine tree.
Pull the lever. Out of the door comes a tree with a lumberjack. The lumberjack cuts down the tree falls, and you all die.
Okay, respawn. Alright, I want to do an investigation check. I want to see, besides those three levers, what else is around us.
Okay.
I got a 6.
Cool. 18.
Yeah.
Okay, so you notice, you feel like you're not alone. It's not just you, too. You see, out of a crack from the ceiling, you see two little yellow eyes instead of a black hood, and then quick as a wink, it goes, it vanishes.
Okay. And this is on the ceiling?
Right there.
Okay. So I am going to. Is there any candles or anything anywhere?
There's a torch on the wall.
Torch on the wall. I'm gonna grab the torch on the wall and I'm gonna cast and I'm gonna drink a flying potion and I'm gonna go up to the crack and shine the light to see if I can see anything.
Okay.
Roll for that?
Yeah.
Oh, 7.
Looks like that doesn't happen. You try to do that, you set the roof on the fire, it falls, and you all die.
Respawn.
Wow, so far we've died 4 times. That didn't happen too well. Alright, respawn. Well, Master Lee has a staff and a wine jug. So he's gonna take a big gulp of wine, and then he's gonna take the staff and just kind of poke up in the hole hey, what's up here?
You you do it, you sort of feel like that you pressed a button, and then you look back at the plants, and they're different. The pine tree is now a triangle with the stick up it. The dandelion is now a rectangle, like a stick, and then dun 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 dun.
Cool, they've turned into like
rectangle.
A primitive
then,
shape
like,
from what they were before.
The dragon fruit is now something like dun 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 dun. Dun dun, sort of like a Chinese temple, like a little Chinese temple.
Like a Chinese temple.
And then you look back at the doll with an X on it, and then you see that it has opened up a portal. It's black with like starry flashes on it. What do?
Oh my goodness.
Master Reed takes a walk towards the portal to kind of check it out, and he kind of trips and falls in.
I'm gonna take a little peek.
What do you do?
I guess I have to go run in after him.
Okay, good choice, because once you go in, that room floods up, and if you didn't go in it, you would die again.
Oh,
sweet. All right. So now we're in the void.
You fall for like a minute. Then you, like, with a soft thud, you realize you're in this really cool library.
Like this.
Cool. This is way better than what I would have come up with in the same amount of time.
What do you do?
I'm going to go look for my favorite book, Periwinkle the Teensy Fairy and her tiny dancing feet.
Whoa, did not see that coming.
So I'm looking.
You're gonna have to roll for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can't just walk.
You
found
the knockoff.
No, you found 40 Winkle the pig.
This is the.
And then you smell something awful.
What do you do?
What do you do?
Master Ree says, "Oh, perfect! I forgot my book was overdue." And he takes a overdue library book out of his satchel, and he takes it back to the desk and drops it in the slot.
The wall falls down. What do you do?
Is it coming towards me?
It's coming down towards on both.
Master Ree takes his staff and holds it upright. And bends down to tie his shoe, and the bookshelf just kind of stops on his.
Like it goes on the other one, like.
It just like stops on my staff, and I'm just tying my shoe. I don't even realize that the thing is falling. Roll for that.
Yeah. Cool. You get that.
Oh. Three. No.
You get squished.
And die.
Respawn.
Do I start all the way back, or do I,
no.
Do I make it this level?
This is like a checkpoint.
Gotcha. Checkpoint.
How many lives do we have?
Infinity.
Okay.
Sweet.
Death isn't gonna like this one.
It's coming towards both of you.
So I get rid of the party book. Don't mind it. And I'm gonna do a perception check to look around the room.
But the thing is falling at you.
Which is
the wall.
Shelf, you said it's falling at you.
Oh, it's falling at me too?
Yeah.
Oh,
goodness. Okay. My agility is a 3. Plus
actually, no. Joe, I totally forgot.
Are there phones at all of us?
Here we go.
The
BLT. Right here.
Is that what you got?
Yep.
Yeah.
Tree hugger.
That's you, baby.
You're in the library?
I got the sandwich coming out.
Thank you.
What cheese? Never mind.
This is aioli, but this is super easy to pick off.
Arugula?
It said aioli. What's aioli?
Aioli is a type of sauce, right?
Mom, aioli?
Yeah.
It's like a
mayo. Yeah, it's like
mayo. We said no, so it should be on there.
This is mayo? This is arugula.
Oh, I think we'll figure it out.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's what I'm
gonna
do.
Okay.
Okay.
So the wall fall down, what do you do?
So
Okay, you said wait, but we're still where the wall is falling down?
Yeah. Because something totally happened, but we can redo it.
Okay, so am I in danger?
You got squished, but you respawned back where you landed.
So I'm still in danger.
Am I still in danger with the bookshelf coming at me?
You're in danger, you're not.
I'm not, okay. So, pulling in, how do you get out of...
Yeah, I'm going to just do like a ninja roll, like parkour. Like, she's pretty agile.
You're
going
to have to
dodge out of the way.
Yeah, dodge out of the way. 8+3, 11.
Oh, wow.
Hi, Tomita.
Howdy, look on the back.
You roll nearly missing by getting squished, but you break a leg.
Oh, my leg's broken out. Ouch.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, what do you want to do, Talita? Can you rescue us somehow?
Do you have any healing potions?
Any healing potions?
I want to heal Mama's leg first. I will push up the big wall.
Yes, that was awesome.
That was great. Okay, roll for it, baby.
Roll the dice. Just roll it on the table.
Towards that.
Okay, try it one more time. Do it on this side.
Nice. 19.
So she did you hear what she said? She used a potion to heal Mama. The potion also stops the wall from falling. And I get to tie my shoe.
No, the wall already fell, so the wall isn't a problem.
Okay. But my shoe is tied and Bolin's leg is not broken.
I tied it
for
you.
Thanks, Tomita.
You hear a sound like...
And like, who's tying my shoe?
And like, you feel vibrations coming from the ground. Are you even listening?
I'm sorry, we were talking about the shoe tying. There's a boom, boom, boom. This is like footsteps?
Yeah.
Okay.
Heavy footsteps. And you see something called a Ragnarok.
Ragnarok.
This is what it looks like.
Oh man, show Mama.
Oh my, okay.
Yeah, so it's not friendly.
It's not friendly.
In the order is Master Lee. What do you do?
Don't we roll for initiative?
We'll just keep it moving.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I take a big drink of wine. And I say, alright, come on, team. And I go towards him, but then I trip and fall and I hit a big column that's holding a giant metal pot with something in it, and that starts falling on top of
Whoa.
Okay. Critical failure.
You do it, you trip, it falls, and it breaks your skull, and you die.
Oh.
Respawn.
Respawn.
So when I respawn, they don't, right? So, like, they're still where the action is. It didn't reset the action, right?
Yeah, it didn't reset the action.
Who's next in the order?
Next in the order is the Ragnarok.
Oh, okay.
He steps up and rams you because he has, like, ram horn.
Yeah.
If you didn't see right there. And rams... Both of you.
Listen to what the
rat. Both of you.
Both of us.
You can like move out of the way.
Do we have to dodge?
Yeah. Both of them.
Roll.
Everyone?
Mm-hmm. We all roll to avoid. Oh, my dice is weighted. I got a one again.
You need a roll,
again.
Talita.
Yeah. Ooh, 19. You get splattered. You die again.
Oh, man.
You respawn. You die too.
No.
Respawn.
What happens to Talita? She rolled a 19.
She kicks him in the head and deals and deals 10 damage.
Nice. Nice. High five.
He is now at 90 damage.
What? Oh my gosh. Now remember, if this takes too long, we won't get to the rest of your story.
Well,
right,
if you
next
do...
Next in the order.
Next in the order is... is Berlin.
Alright. Can you explain to me his actions? Where is he in this place?
He just ran through us, splattered me and you, and we respond, and Talia kicked him in the head, so...
So he's a little bit dizzy, huh?
I think he's right behind us.
He is walking towards Talita.
I can't turn him away.
You did.
He is walking towards Talita.
Why?
Okay.
Because you kicked him in the face.
And
then I will punch him in the face.
And I'm gonna slide while he's like not looking. I'm gonna slide under his legs and take my bow staff and go like a trip.
Trip him. Ooh.
But you did not really think about that. Because he's walking towards Talita.
Yeah, so Mama slid under his legs and tripped him while he's walking.
This is Talita. If you trip him, this might happen. This could happen.
But she rolled an 18. You're the dungeon master. Tell us what happens.
You hook him. He hits his head on that metal pot that you pull down, falls on the ground, and dealt and took 40 points of damage.
Sweet, so he hit him for 40.
40.
Yeah, but he had 10, so he's at minus 40, so he's at 50.
Yeah.
Who's next in the order?
The
I think it's Talita, right?
Talita.
All right, Sissy, tell us what you do to fight this guy.
She's gonna go in his belly and punch his bones all out,
yes. So he's dead. I love it. All right, roll your.
Whoa. And then I will come out.
Perfect.
Okay,
roll
then
it.
I'll come out. Okay.
But I won't be.
There won't be blood on you.
Okay, whoa, Sissy, whoa.
Ooh, 15.
15.
Yeah.
Okay.
She went in his belly and punched his bones all out.
You punch his belly in half?
What?
You punch his belly?
Oh, yeah.
You punch his belly in half of his skeleton.
Actually, no.
You already did that, sweetie. He rolled and now he's telling the story. That was a great thing.
You punch him in the belly?
No, listen. She went inside his belly and punched his bones all out. And then she came out and there was no blood on her because of her magic.
You came out, you punch his bones, you come out since it's magic. Half of his skeleton falls out. Now he's at 10 points of damage.
Sweet. Talita, you're kicking butt.
Next in the order is Master Weasel.
Sweet. Weasel only got 10 hit points left?
Mm-hmm. And he's like limping and like dragging his no bones.
Alright, Master Weasel. It's kind of like he's lost interest in all this, so he's kind of looking at books while you guys are still fighting. And he takes one off the shelf and leans against another shelf, and that bookshelf starts falling towards the wounded...
Ragnarok?
And Master Yi, like, doesn't even see if that's happening.
You're going to have to roll for that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here's your die.
7.
Since you're having such bad rolls, you do it and it crushes him and he dies.
Yes. You nice solved job. My Ragnarok puzzle.
You solved my Ragnarok puzzle.
Cool.
You now walk out and you see a cave. Do you go inside of it? If you don't, you fall into the void.
I'll go. I'm easier to eat out. Hey. We got to a cave. We have to decide if we go in or not.
I don't really like how my BLT tastes. I think the aioli is a
I have part of sister's grilled cheese and she gets it.
Oh, while he's gone, Poland and Talita, do you go inside the cave?
Let's wait for Nana.
No, just do it and then.
Where's the cave open?
You walk out of the library and then there's the cave at night. You go in?
Outside?
Yeah.
Cool.
And you see pools of blood everywhere.
Pools of blood everywhere.
And you see that the ground is starting to fade. But the cave is still remaining, and the inside of the cave is also.
Is it crumbling?
It never got ordered. Okay. And we didn't pay for it, but we have half of a sandwich here.
He doesn't like it.
He doesn't like it. Well,
I don't like that.
I don't know why you wouldn't like that. It's sourdough bread. Maybe if you just like take off the parts you don't like. That's just bacon, avocado, and bread.
But that green...
Buddy, that's just like... Try that. It's just bread with, like, sauce on it. Oh, come on. It's sourdough bread. I know that that does not taste as bad as the face you're making about it. Look, it's a little bacon sandwich on delicious toasted bread. Eat that. You guys aren't getting anything else. That was like $10. You make a face at me because you don't want to try new things. That's beautiful bread, a little bit of avocado, which you eat all the time, and bacon.
I think he took off of the thing that's a really strong lettuce flavor on it.
Yeah, I took off the... There's no more arugula.
I like...
That's better.
Is that better? That's good. Alright, did we go in the cave?
Yes. There's blood everywhere.
Blood in the cave?
No, not in the cave. Like outside. And the ground is starting to fade.
It's starting to fade?
Yeah, it's just, except for the inside of the cave.
Okay. Are we in danger?
Not unless you're going to the cave.
Oh.
So let's not go into the
game. If you do, you die.
I don't think I want to go in the cave. Sounds like a bad cave.
Yeah, not a good cave.
Okay. Astrid is good out here.
The ground fades, you fall, and you die.
We didn't go in the cave, so now the ground fades, and we fall, and we die.
Because, like, it's something's, like...
Something respawn.
You respawn.
Have to go in the cave.
He's railroading us.
Yeah.
Okay, we go in the cave. Describe the cave.
You
is it
see,
dark? Is it?
Like from one of the spikes in the cave has dripping that sort of looks like wattle. And what do you do?
Master Yi's standing there, and he kind of wanders around checking it out, and that water drips right in his wine jug without him noticing. And then he takes a big sip.
You don't have to roll. You don't have to roll to do that. It goes in, you drink it, and it tastes like milk with Lucky Charms in it.
Ooh. He's like, this wine is amazing. And he drinks the whole thing. Want me to do this one for you too? Do you want a piece of bacon, sweetie?
Yes.
Jeez. Can I use... Just trying to get it. Oh no, sweetie. Man, that is the third cup today. What is with us? You don't like the tomato, or do you? It's a BLT, right? So, that's the tea.
Oh, my colleague!
Are you drawing on the table?
Oh, no. BCB.
Goodbye.
What do you do?
Oh goodness. I'm gonna do an investigation check.
Okay.
Look around. 18.
Okay. What do you do for the investigation?
That barista was a weed. He didn't get our custom order to like not have aioli, which is that sauce. And he missed the sandwich, so he just missed everything that we said.
Where's the aioli?
I think that's the white sauce. And that's on the other piece of bread, that's why I'm putting this together like this. So there's no aioli, that's just the avocado, tomato, and...
Good. What's your investigation?
Here's some more napkins. Yes. You want it? You can put that on it too.
It's got the sauce on that you didn't like.
Okay, where are we at? What did
she's doing an
investigation.
Sweet. What's your investigation? You feel a little.
Okay.
You hear that? And you see a little kitty, like floating.
The kitty is making that sound?
Floating kitty, awesome.
A singing floating kitty.
No.
What happened?
Buddy dropped his... Well, it was balanced right here. Put it on there. Okay, singing musical kitty.
And then once you see the kitties aren't actually floating, you see it's like a little kitty hat. Not made out of kitty fur, but it has like a little kitty head. And you see a little goblin going like...
Where's the goblin?
What do you do?
What do you do?
I say to it, oh, you're back! And I say, how's it going? I'm trying to detect if it's friendly or trying to kill it.
What do you mean I'm back? You just met me. Gorb the Goblin. What's your name?
Oh, this is Gorb the Goblin. What's his name?
Gorb the Goblin.
Gorb the Goblin. Hello, Gorb.
You know what?
What kind of crazy cave is this?
Oh, it's not a crazy cave. This is my home. But something is taking over my bedroom. And it is really beastly, and I can't do anything about it.
Well, Lynn didn't hear anything because she loves the cat. She's
going, oh my gosh, Mama would love this. We have
it's to. It's Gurb the Goblin. He looks like a cat.
No, a cat he has kitty hat.
Uh-oh.
Kitty cat ears. But he's Gurb the Goblin.
Okay.
With like, but it's a hat with eels and a kitty face.
Okay.
Like a party warty hat, but with the face of party warty.
Okay.
Not a real kitty.
So Bolin totally mistakes it for a real kitty.
Mm-hmm.
It goes in like gives it a scratch.
She's got a cat hat and she's petting his hat.
And Goba's like, that's a crazy lady you got.
And Master says, I know, right? Well, take me to your bedroom so we can see what's going on. What?
Okay. Okay.
He takes you. We haven't really made it to like a scene yet.
He takes you to his bedroom, but halfway there, you hear like a little like rumble from the ground. And then a part of the ground disappears. And it's taking over the whole entire path. And then a little gold cube appears on the other side.
What does Talita do?
You don't have a broken leg.
Yeah.
Talita,
what are you
doing? Yeah, we run. She's saying
we run. What are we going to run to?
But if you run, you're going to fall into the
void. I've got flying potion. I'm going to run and leap and grab my friends and jump over.
So you basically have a levitate potion?
I do.
So you're going to drink it and you're just going to fly up.
Don't I roll?
Yeah, you're going to have to roll. If you get a one, you just, like a bad roll, you're just going to fly.
Like a nine.
What do you have plus with magic? Or?
Nine.
Strength, courage, compassion, intelligence, agility. Is this an agility thing?
Could be.
12? Maybe.
She gets a 12. What happens?
She goes, grabs you. But like, right when she's almost over the gap, the potion fades away. You fall.
Oh no, but you fall. Talita's got the next action.
What do you do?
While we're falling, what do you do?
But it's like slow motion falling.
Wait, listen.
I'm going to fly. I'm going to use the
broomstick.
She's going to use her broomstick to fly us to the other end.
No, no. Well, like, you're close to the edge. But you're also going like, no.
I think what I heard is that we jumped, but then we started to fall, so then Talita saved us by flying us on her witch broomstick.
You're gonna have
side.
To roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Roll, sissy. Roll.
Roll the dice. We'll see what happens to.
That's a really good idea.
Eight. You do it. You fly, you accidentally headbutt them, but you make it to the other side.
So we took
And you
damage.
Take plus one of damage. Just one.
Worth it.
And then from that gold cube, you hear a sound.
Uh-oh, like a bomb?
What do you do?
Snake!
What do you do?
I'm thinking.
Like on fire?
I want to do an investigation check. I want to know how big the cube is and how far away it is. Or maybe you can just, yeah. Can I just get more description of where the cube is and then guess?
Yes, roll for investigation.
Well, I should be able to see. I'm just curious how far away it is.
It's right next to you.
Right next to us? All right, I investigate. I want to see if there's like a fuse burning or something outside that I can touch or do. Dang it, six. Plus, nothing.
Well, you see a little spark, and the spark hits you in the eye, and you take two damage.
Ouch. So there are sparks coming off of it.
Sort of like a chain reaction.
Oh, you know what? I have my fireproof suit.
And
I'm
going to
put that on so I can pick up
And also,
okay, you pick it up.
Talita has a fire suit too.
I don't know what happens.
Nine.
You pick it up, you have it on, you pick it up, and it explodes, knock you back to the other side of the,
the hole?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So and we're all the way back where we started?
And you take 5 points of damage.
Okay. That's pretty bad.
That's six.
And you have died.
I know,
a lot. That's good, too. She hasn't died. That's bad.
Ouch.
You okay, sweetie?
Oh, you, Master Yi, you take 1 point of damage.
Okay.
Just another spot kicks.
So we all got sent back to the far side?
No, only Bolin.
Only Bolin.
Because she got blasted.
So now do we need to both get her over and still deal with this cube? Or is the cube blew up and it's gone?
It's blew up.
Oh, okay.
It's blown up, but it's blown up into little gold cubes.
Little cubes?
Yeah, little gold cubes.
How many cubes? And how small are they?
Eight.
Eight.
Just okay. Like in Fez.
Gotcha. Like in Fez. That's interesting. It's very Fez-like. Alright, well, who's... Do we all just do whatever we want, or is there an order here?
Okay, is it my turn to...
Alright, I look at the cubes and I say, shiny! And I pick them up and put them in my satchel.
I'm sorry.
Okay. You can roll a dice just by dropping it. It kind of pops around.
Not like that, just like... Okay. So, when you pick the last one up, you see a little wiggly things from the in the side of it.
From inside of the sack?
Inside of the cube.
Oh. So I don't put them in my bag?
And the last cube.
Oh, and the last one, so I look at it?
So you put some of them in... Some of them in the bag, you pick one up, and right when you're about to put them in your bag, you see those little wiggly things.
Interesting. I take one out and I look really close at it, like, what's in there?
You see something poke out and strike at you.
Oh, jeez. I go, whoa.
What did you do?
I went, ah, as it was coming out.
It was... Like, at your face.
I know. I was looking. It was cutting my face, not like...
But, like, straight.
I get it, dude. The thing is coming at my face, and I go, whoa. That's what I do. I get out of the way of the thing coming at my face. What else can I do? Get hit in the face.
It misses you, hits the wall, and dies.
I die?
No. The thing that jumped out at you.
Oh, so it's an actual creature.
Yeah.
That dies.
It misses your head, it hits the wall, and dies.
So I've got all the rest of them in my bag. Mm-hmm. One of them, like, hatched and attacked me, but hit the wall and fell to the ground. Where's Bolin? She's still on the other side of the gap.
Mm-hmm.
I say, Bolin, get over here. This is crazy.
Is it my turn to take
a moment? You can use another potion.
Yeah, it's one of the best.
Is it my turn to save the day?
Yes, it's your turn to save the day.
Nearly. Let's hear. Here's what she's going to do.
I will, save the day. What is this kitty thing doing here? What is this even called?
Oh, yeah, we totally forgot all about the goblin who's here with us, right? What's he doing?
He's taking you to the room to see if you could
But what's he doing right now while all this crazy stuff has been happening?
He's like doing this.
Okay. So Hadley's going to talk to
him. And then sitting waiting.
Well, Hadley's talking to him.
How to get away out of this room.
Yeah, this is the way to his bedroom. He's like,
ask the goblin guy.
How do you even get to bed?
No. That was the first time that happened.
This way,
and then here is your room. So we try and go to the kitty's room.
The kitty's just a hat.
Well, okay, to the goblin with the kitty's hat room.
Bolin, but you still need to get Bolin over.
Okay, Bolin.
Well,
I
was gonna fly over, right?
Yeah.
Roll.
She's
you fly. You fly. This is the end. This is the end of it. This is you. You fly. It runs out, but you manage to make it to the other side.
Oh, nice.
And then you like tumble over.
So she made it to their side?
Yeah.
Can we all continue to the bedroom?
You can continue to the bedroom. Okay. 2,000 years later.
2,000 years later. Bolin looks super old. Toledo looks super old, and I look the same.
No, you're dead.
I was already old. Oh, I'm dead.
Okay. No, it was just a little joke, you know?
Okay. So we...
You make it to his bedroom, and you see that hooded creature that Bolin saw before.
Ooh, up in the wall.
And like glowing, and like... He's like standing. His back is towards you, and he's facing this giant, like, almost like crab thing.
Crab?
Not like the Adventure Zone, but it has like a skull across his face, it's holding a cloak with spikes in it. The other hand is like a claw, like with razor sharp blades. Yeah, blades. Its teeth are like this. You can see like these two teeth like sticking out like that. And he also has like some rams.
Can I harpoon him out of the ceiling?
No, he's not on the ceiling
anymore. Oh, okay. You saw those eyes through the crack, and now we see the full creature.
Oh, goodness. In the bedroom.
No, yes. But it's like the guy you saw and that giant creature I just described.
Okay. Oh, so there's two of them.
Yeah.
Well, are they just standing there? Are they attacking? What's...
They're standing. He's like giving him more health. Like, the Scabosaurian fading away. And he's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. What do you do?
I turn to the goblin and say, "Is this the guy that's in your room?"
He's like,
"Move to a new room."
There is no room.
This one's taken.
This is the only room.
This one's taken. Say to the little goblin, "Oh, don't worry. These are just imaginary monsters that live under your bed. See, they can't do anything to you." And I swing my stick at one of them just to show that they're not really there.
You hit
the hooded yellow-eyed guy.
You hit his head. He turns around, gives like this black fireball in his hand, and throws it at you. You can roll for...
Yes.
You can roll for dodging or not getting hit.
Okay, I dodge. 10.
Okay. Roll for 10. You move out of the way. Some of it just bites you on the elbow. And you take 12 points of damage.
12 points of damage?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm hurt.
So I'm
not too bad. Not too bad, because I guess I've got 23, and I've been hit for, I think it was 12. And then this hits me for how much?
12.
12 more?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I am down to... 16.
This is what I'm holding.
Do you have any? Okay.
I think I was at 12 and I got hit for 12 more.
What do you mean?
Well, that's gonna kill me. but then do I just respawn? I've kind of lost track.
You respawn on this area is not a checkpoint. The hole was.
So I have to go back to the hole? Alright, yeah. Well, I go back to the hole and I walk 2,000 years to get back to those guys.
And you're back.
And I'm back. But it's, whose turn is next?
My turn!
It's
next,
so it's,
okay, you're gonna have to roll.
Don't draw this.
No, whoa.
I know, she's put the cap on her market, dude.
Drop the die.
Not too hard. See, all you have to do is kind of drop it. Ooh, that's a 9.
You dink him.
Dink him?
Bink. It makes him upset, and he, like, so who are you attacking?
The party sandwich?
So who are you attacking? Who are you attacking?
I think she just said the guys, so you can kind of pick which one. She's attacking in that direction.
If it dinks him, that means it's the big guy.
Okay.
He gets upset, takes his fist, and throws it at the leader.
He's whose turn is it?
Well, he takes the club. It was Salita's.
Yeah.
He takes the club and, like,
so now is it Mama's turn, or can anyone do anything anytime?
No, she has to, like, see if you... Sissy, roll again. You're in danger. Because he's, like, swinging the club at you because you dinked him.
Just because I know how the timing of our family works, do you think that you can wrap this up in, like, 10 minutes?
Yes.
Can you do that?
16.
Because I want to hear the full story. I don't want to cut it short.
With the 16, you barely move out of the way, but your foot gets squished.
16 is a pretty good roll.
I'm scared of that. Please don't.
She only takes one point.
I don't want to do that.
She can heal
herself. Heal.
Next, in the order.
Where is everything?
So, this is you. This is like the cave where you came out. This is you. This is Master Lee. This is Toledo.
Okay, where's the monster?
The big guy is like right there. The cloaked guy is like right there.
I'm going for the big guy.
The guy?
I'm gonna go, hey Master Reed, give me a lift.
And I boost her into the air.
And take my two daggers, flip in the air, and I stab right in
the
head. Get it.
Dang it.
You jump.
But it hits
You skin him on the neck. He drops the cloak, takes his fist, and swings it. You can, like,
dodge
in the air.
I'll roll for Talia. For Bolin. 15. Plus 3 agility. 18.
Okay, so you dodge it, no problem. You just zip out of the way, don't take... You zip out of the way, no problem. Next in the order is Rogue.
Is what?
Rogue. He's like the cloak guy.
Rogue in the cloak, okay. What does Cloaky Rogue do?
He has the stuff like you too, but except it has like this crystal at the top of it. He takes it and casts Thunderbolt at Bolin. Thunderbolt makes someone deal 5 damage target for creature and knocks them back.
That
wow.
Is
so do we just take damage or what?
You take 3 damage and knock them back. Okay. 18 and he casts it. What at you? What do you do?
What is
your cast? Thunderbolt. It deals 3 damage and knocks about target creature.
Alright, Master Ree says, oh, you know what?
What?
I forgot my other library book. And he takes another overview library book out of his satchel. But this one is like some crazy bound volume of spells, and it's like partially on fire, like this magical book. He says, now where's that book return slot? And jams it in the big monster's mouth.
Okay, well.
They hit Mama's dice. We roll. 18.
You do it, and the monster takes. Takes 140 points of damage.
Wow.
He goes on fire and he is at he's now at 140.
Wow. That's good. We took him down by like half. Okay.
Well, if 100 is half, basically.
Okay.
See, cloaked figure. He is sort of like, he is not a dwarf. He is sort of like a Jawa. He's a Jawa, and he is like. But he's like really quick, speedy, and like.
Gotcha. So he's a quick little thing.
He's a quick thing, he can dodge.
I'll make another table.
Blow it, make a wish. What are you saying over here?
Next in the order is the.
Is this the last battle? Cause
yeah, this is the last battle. The Ragnar. That's the thing that you jam.
Can I use my gloves to like capture the lightning? Like lava.
You took 3 damage.
Yeah, we took damage already. Yeah.
And you got knocked off.
But you can attack. He's got 100 points left. Between.
No, 140.
140.
But it's his turn.
Oh, it's his turn.
Okay,
it's his turn. He takes his crab claw and swings it at all 3 of you. He like takes this.
And Master Ree says, oh, I had another book in my pack. And he takes it out and says, the big book of rubber. And he holds it up, and so this club hits it and bounces back.
No, it's not the club, it's the claw.
Well, a claw.
And I'm still, and I'm going to roll.
Okay, well, my roll versus your roll.
14.
1. Why is this so bad?
I rip through it and hit you. Now it's your turn. What do you do to like avoid it?
So where's the cloak guy?
You get hit.
You are getting swung at by the big creature. Tried something and hit
me. Where's the cloak guy?
It doesn't really matter because you have a claw swing master, right? Or you're gonna do something with that guy. Oh.
This is his like cloak guy and this is his claw hand. Swung it, hit him.
He's close to you.
The cloak guy is?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're all close together.
No, but she got knocked back 10 feet. So she is like now like between
if you make it too hard for us, we're never gonna be able to finish and we're gonna have to leave before your story's over. I'm just letting you know, like
and
everything you do is going really bad.
I take the momentum of the big claw guy and I like take his elbow and like thrust him forward and then he knocks the cloak guy.
Cool. This is my room.
8.
That didn't roll though, it just fell. 9.
9.
16. You hit 9, and then I just knocked you.
It's funny if we ended up by just dying.
Yeah, that was
tough. If you die, it's game over.
There's something poetic about it.
I hit you and deal 3 damage.
If you die in your dreams, you die in your life.
Okay. I deal 3 damage.
3 damage.
3 damage to each of you.
Okay.
Next in the order is Master.
Master Reed just says, "Oh, enough of this," and he picks up the cloaked guy and throws him at the big guy.
And you pick up the Jawa.
Throw it at the guy. Ted.
You pick him up, you throw him, and his leg hits the big guy's leg, but he casts his spell to heal it, to heal his leg.
To heal his leg?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like a magic Jawa, because he has like a magic staff.
Okay, what happens?
The Jawa runs over to you, gives you a spell book.
Okay.
Nods, and then says sorry that he did it to you. He, like, threw the black fireball at you and joined your side.
Sweet. So you got a...
Magic Jawa.
Magic Jawa.
Love that.
And I think it's his turn.
It's the Jawa's turn. Yeah. It's Jawa. So he just rope. Rope, yeah. He takes
rope back
his, staff, magic staff, and he casts... Firebolt. It deals 13 damage, and well, depending on the roll, I'll make the damage. So he casts Firebolt. 15. He casts Firebolt. It hits him in the chest and deals 100 damage.
Da-da-da. Da-da-da.
149 minus 100.
So 100 points, so he's down to 40, right?
Yeah, he's at 40.
Alright.
He's like...
Okay, whose turn is it?
Mine!
It's Talita's turn.
Talita's turn.
How are you going to finish off this monster? He just got stabbed in the chest with lightning.
So now you have a Jawa with you going on your adventures.
Cool.
So he's going to be my new character.
Nice.
Punch him in the face.
Rope in the cloak.
Fireball on his eyes.
Roll. Sissy, roll.
Try that dice.
What's
she
doing?
She's gonna roll. I like how you put caps back on your markers. It's good.
Four.
But wait, that's my dice. She needs to roll this dice. That's Marley's dice. Roll it.
8. You put fire on his eye and he deals 30
fire.
So he's down to 10.
Okay.
It is
now Bowen's.
He's like on fire.
He's on fire like. Lieutenant.
Okay.
His head is like flaming.
What?
His head's on fire.
It's Mama's turn.
And he's dealing.
Don't put that down your shirt, baby.
He's dealing 1 damage every minute.
Oh my gosh. So he's walking.
He doesn't know where he is and he's walking towards him.
Okay, so Belen's gonna use her voice to go. The dice is monster, in monster, 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 monster.
The dice is like by her butt.
Kind of like what I do with my knife. She can't see.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So Glenn's gonna snap all the way back to the hole so that he stumbles into the hole and it's gone.
Okay. Cool. 9.
What?
9.
9.
So you say, "Here, monster, monster, monster." He walks. It's like attracting him. It is attracting him.
Okay.
He was walking, but he doesn't fit in the gully. He hits his head on it, falls over, and dies.
Yes! We beat the monster and we got a new character.
Good job, that's very clever. Very creative.
So then what does the goblin say? We cleared out his bedroom of weirdos.
Thank you! But then the bedroom starts to go on fire. But then he blows on it. The Jawa like blows on it, then does a water potion on it, takes it out, and then gives him new furniture.
Nice. Well done, sir.
Fade to black.
Mm-hmm. And then a secret door opens. And then there is lava sitting in the rock.
Good one, guys.
Watch the whole thing from here.
And then it freezes on him and it shows the credits. Story by Huxley. Characters by Huxley.
Good job, buddy.
I think you did a better job than I would have done.
Alright, is there a blank?
Will you put your dice in there?
Oh, yeah. Is there a blank on the character sheet that we want?
I'm kind of ready to start walking back, I think.
Yeah.
But when we get home, can I make Rogue?
Yeah.
So I have three characters.
You have three characters. Like, each time you get to pick who you want to use.